Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Jiva Bhavam Apanno Avabhasate. As the Jiva, what is the knowledge of I? I, not the self. As the limited Jiva, Jiva Bhavam Apanna Iva, as though it has attained the state of Jivahood, Avabhasate, it is seen, it is experienced. Naba Iva, Ghata, Manika, Mallikadi, Avacheda Bhedena, Bhinnam Iva, Aneka Vishaya, Aneka Vidha, Dharmakam Iva Iti. Naba Iva, Ghata, Manika, Mallikadi, Avachedaka Bhedena. Ghata, Naba Iva, like the space. Space is one non-dual entity. That space, because of the adjuncts, because of the embodiments, like the pot, small pot, and a bigger, other bigger vessel, which are made of clay, so not made of clay. So, different vessels of different size, because of this, avachera bhedena, the limiting factors, they differ. Therefore, bhinnam iva aneka vishya dharma, aneka vidha dharmakam iva iti. It is seen as though it is different. According to the size of different parts, it is seen as different. According to the place it is positioned, it is seen as that space of that place, this space of this place. So, the space also gains different attributes, though it doesn't have any attribute. Nahi chideka rasasya atmanas chidamshe grihite agrihitam kim chid asti. Nahi chideka rasasya atmanah chidamshe grihite. When you accept, when you understand this chidi ekarasa, the knowledge principle, that which is only knowledge, embodiment of knowledge, when that self, when you understand that embodiment, that knowledge, when you understand it to be chit, chit amshe grihite, when you understand it to be chit itself, the knowledge itself, agrihitam kinchit asti, there is nothing which is not understood. Everything is as well understood. Khalu ananda nityatva vihutvadayosya chidrupad vastuto bhidyante yena tad grihe na grihiran. Khalu, indeed, it is like this. Ananda nityatva vibhutvadayosya chidrupat vastuto bhidyante. The ananda, the satyam jnana manantam, you said, the knowledge principle, let us leave. It is understood. Though the ananda and the anantatva, the satyatva, they differ. So he says ananda nityatva, that external, that eternality, those amshas, those parts, vidyante vastuto vidyante yena tad grihyante na grihye tad grihe na grihyaran. Indeed, it doesn't differ. They don't differ. It is one non-dual self. Chid ekarasa. If you accept to be different, then if you only understand the chid, then the ananda and the other portion is not grasped. That you can say. But here, indeed, it is not like this. It is one self which is non-dual. Therefore, grihita evatu kalpitena bhedena na vivechita iti agrihita iva abhanti. Because they see, if I understand the knowledge, the other selves, the other parts are not understood. This is how you understand. Because grihita evatu kalpitena, that grihita, that one who is the knower, he kalpitena, because of his imagination, because of his superimposition, bhedena, the world of dualities, na vivechita iti, he has not discriminated, he has not inquired. Because of that, agrita iva abhanti. Though they are not dual from the self, the satyatva, the anantatva, etc., anantatva, etc., it is as though it is not grasped, it is seen as though it is not grasped. Therefore, nacha atmano buddhyadibhyo bhedastatvikah yena chidatmani grihyamane so api grihito bhavet. Nacha atma buddhyadibhyo bhedah tatvikah. The atma, from the atma, buddhyadibhyo bhedah. Atma is not different from the buddhi, etc. That difference which you see of the buddhi, etc., from the atma, na tatvikah, that is not a true, that is not the ultimate truth, that is not real. Therefore, yena chidatmani grihyamane, so api grihito bhaveta. Therefore, since it is not the reality, when you understand the chidatma, they are also as well as understood. Buddhyadinam anirvachyatvena tad vedasya api anirvachaniyatvat, because the buddhi etc., they are inexplicable. Therefore, since buddhi, mind, buddhi, they are inexplicable. Buddhi and mind, they are inexplicable. What is the difference? What differentiates this buddhi from this mind? What differentiates buddhi from this mind? Which buddhi and mind are inexplicable? What is that? You cannot explain. The inexplicable two things, what differentiates that, you cannot explain also. So he says, buddhyadinam anirvachanetvena, since the buddhi etc. are inexplicable, that bhedasyapi anirvachaniyatvat, the difference, that which differentiates each one, is also inexplicable. Therefore, tasya tasmat chidatmanah swayam prakashasya eva anavachinnasya avachinnebhyo buddhiyadibhyo bheda agrahat tad adhyasena jivabhava iti. Tasmat, therefore, chidatmanah, the self, swayam prakashasya, which is self-illumining, eva avachinnasya anavachinnasya avachinnebhyo buddhiyadibhyo, which is not different, not made, not associated with anything, that with that self, avachinna ve buddhyadibhyo bher agrahat, this buddhi etc., which is as though associated, that as though association, you are not able to differentiate bher agrahat, you are not able to differentiate, because of that, tadadhyasena, you superimpose this buddhi etc. on the self. The self, which is self-illumining, which is not made of parts, which cannot be associated with anything, that self, with that self, this associated buddhi etc. are seen as associated, and which you are not able to differentiate, because of that non-differentiation, tad adhyasena, you superimpose this buddhi etc. on that self, and because of this superimposition, jiva bhava iti, you attain the state of jivahood, you become jiva, that jivanas that is experienced. Tasya cha anidam idam atmano asmat pratyaya vishayatvam upavaddite, that which is not anidam, that which is not idam, in that idam atmano asmat pratyaya vishayatvam, that which is not this, in that you say this, that which is not I, in that you say I, the body sense organs are not I, but you say this is I, me, that kind of vishyatvam upavadyate, that kind of objectification is possible. Therefore, tatahi, therefore, karta bhokta chidatma aham pratyaye pratyaya bhasate. This, I do, I eat, I experience, these kind of experience, all these kind of different states, doership, experiences, etc. Chidatma aham pratyaye, that chidatma in the I, in the chidatma, with the doership, experienceship, etc., pratyabhasate is linked and it is seen as the experiencer. And it is experienced, it is understood, it is known as the experiencer, as the doer. Therefore, nacho nacha nacha udasinasya tasya kriya shaktir bhoga shaktir va sambhavati. Why we say, sir, this link is not possible? Because this self, chidatma, which is udasinavat asinaha, it is like the witness. That which is not bothered about right, wrong, that which is not bothered about good, bad, that which is not bothered about merit, demerit, whatever, because there doesn't exist anything other, doesn't exist anything other than the self. For that self, kriya shaktir bhava shaktir va nacha sambhavati. The doership or the experiencership is not possible. Yasya cha buddhyadehe karyakarana sanghatasya kriya bhoga shakti natasya chaitanyam. Yasya cha buddhyadehe, for whomever buddhyadehe karyakarana sanghatasya, the buddhi etc., the karyakarana sanghata, the body, mind complex, the body, the sense organ complex, that kriya bhoga shakti. They accept the in the body, mind, the body, sense organ complex, they accept the kriya, the doership, and the experiencership, the power of doing and experiencing. Whoever experience, whoever understands, natasya chaitanyam. For them, this cannot be chaitanya. That experiencer, that doer cannot be chaitanya. Whoever experience, whoever understand, whoever take this body, sense organ complex as the doer experiencer, they cannot accept this body to be chaitanya. They cannot understand this truth, the self. Tasmat chidatma eva. See, you see the body to be doing or experiencing, but still that doership, experiencership, what you say as I, that chaitanya, that sentience is not of the body. Therefore, tasmat chidatma eva karyakarana sanghatena grathito labdha kriya bhoga shaktihi swayam prakasho api buddhyadi vishaya vichuranat kachanchit asmat pratya vishayo ahankaraspadam jivaiti cha janturiti cha kshetrajnyaiti cha akshayate. Tasmat, therefore, karyakarana sanghatena grathitaha, that which is tied, grathita means grathanam, granthanam, to bound, to tie. So that which is tied to the karyakarana sanghata, to the body sense organ complex, labdha kriya bhoga shaktihi, because of that which has gained the doership and experiencership, swayam prakashopi, that self, though it is self illumining, buddhyadi vishaya vichuranat, because it is tainted, it is as though tainted, it is as though attached by the buddhi etc., katanchit asmat pratya vishaya, it is experienced as the object of I, ahankara aspadam jiva iti cha, as the object of the ego, as the object of I, being the jiva, janturiticha, being the human being, jantu, any living being, kshetrajnya iticha, or the kshetrajnya, that one who exists in the kshetra, iticha akshayate, in this way he is referred to, that self which is not tainted, is as though tainted by this buddhi etc., because of that it is referred to as a jiva, as a jantu, as a kshetrajnya. Na khalu jivas chidatma vidyate, because indeed in reality this chidatma is not different from the jiva. This jiva is not different from the chidatma. Therefore, tathacha shrutihi, how do you know? Anena jivena atmana anupravishya namarupe vyakaravani iti. The shruti says, anena jivena, in this jiva, atmana anupravishya, I will enter myself, I will enter, and namarupam, namarupe vyakaravani, I will start creating the name and forms. Therefore, tasmat chidatmano avyatirekat jivaha swayam prakasho api aham pratyaya अहम प्रत्ययेन इट इज नॉट मेन अहम प्रत्ययेन कर्तृभोक्तृतया व्यवहार योग्य क्रियते इति अहम प्रत्यय आलंबनम उच्यते तस्मात् देयरफोर चिदात्मनो अव्यतिरिकात् सिंस इट इज नॉट व्यतिरिका डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दि चिदात्मा जीवः दिस जीवा स्वयं प्रकाशो अपि चिदात्मा इफ इट इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दि चिदात्मा देन द जीवा इज सेल्फ इल्यूमिनिंग बिकॉज दि चिदात्मा इज सेल्फ इल्यूमिनिंग देयरफोर अपि अहम प्रत्ययेन कर्तृभोक्तृतया विद दिस आई दिस आई फंक्शन इट इज सीन एज डूअर एंड एक्सपीरियंसर व्यवहार योग्य क्रियते इट गेन्स दि एलिजिबिलिटी टू डू दि ट्रांसैक्शन इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड इट डस दि ट्रांसैक्शन इति अहम प्रत्यय आलंबनम उच्यते इन दिस वे वी से दिस सेल्फ इज एन ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ आई object of the knowledge therefore nacha adhyase sati vishetvam vishetve cha adhyasa iti anyonyashayatam iti sampratam that which you said when there is a adhyasa adhyase sati vishetvam when there is superimposition when if you accept superimposition it should have an objectification if you have an object there needs to be a superimposition there will be a superimposition this need not be right whatever you said if only on the object you superimpose if there is superimposition there should be an object this is not right why naisargiko ayam lokavyavaharah in the end he is sampratam bijankuravad anadityat पूर्वपूर्वाध्यासा तद्वासना वशीकृतस्य उत्तरोत्तराध्यास विषयत्व अविरोधात् इति उक्तम् बिकॉज आफ्टर स्टडिंग ऑल दि वेदांता वी नो व्हाट क्वेश्चन ही विल आस्क यस स्वामी आई अंडरस्टैंड एवरीथिंग बट दैट फर्स्ट सुपर इंपोजिशन हाउ डिड इट हैपन सो फॉर दैट ही सेज बीजांकुरवद अनादित्वात् This is like the seed and the sprout. Which came first, the seed or the sprout? Which came first, the egg or the chick? So, therefore, purva purva adhyasa tadvasana vishikratasya. Purva purva adhyasa, because of the previous superimposition, there is a vasana, there is a thought impression, and because of that thought impression, uttarotra adhyasa vishyatva, the superimposition of the next creation, next birth happens. Therefore, avirodha aditi uktam, there is no contradiction here. Aditi uktam, this is what is said. I am not proving it. Bhamatikara says, it's not me who is saying it. Naisargikoyam lokavyavaharaha. Bhagavan Bhashyakara says in the end, Naisargikoyam lokavyavaharaha. This is very logical thing. This is natural. Naisargiko means natural. This lokavyavahara, this transaction in the world is natural. Iti bhashya granthena. So, bhashya itself explains this. Tasmat sushtu uktam. Therefore, whatever is said is right. What? Natavadayam. ekantena avishyahiti it cannot be dismissed totally that it cannot be objectified you cannot say this totally that is whatever said by bhashyakara is right jivohi chidatmataya swayam prakashataya avishyo api aupadhikena rupena vishiti bhavah the idea is this jiva itself chidatmataya swayam prakashataya avishyo api as chidatma as self illumining it cannot be objectified jiva as the chidatma and self illumined it cannot be objectified though it is like this aupadhikena rupena avishyati bhavah with the adjunct with the limiting factors it is understood it is experienced it is seen therefore it is objectified syadetat okay fine न वयम् अपराधिन प्रकाशतया अविषयत्वेन अध्यासम् अपाकुर्मः किन्तु प्रत्येकात्मा न स्वतो नापि परतः प्रततः इति अविषय इति ब्रूमः तथा च सर्वथा अप्रथमाने प्रत्यगात्मनि कुतो अध्यास इत्यतः. सो ही सेज स्यादेत. ओके फाइन, वी अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट यू से. न वयम् अपराधीन प्रकाशतया अविषयत्वेन अध्यासम अपाकुर्मः. यू अंडरस्टैंड, वी आर नॉट नेगेटिंग दि अपाकुर्मः. अपाकुर्मः इज नेगेटिंग. यू आर नॉट नेगेटिंग व्हाट दिस सेल्फ टू बी नॉट बी सबस्ट्रेटम फॉर अध्यास. यू आर नॉट अध्यास टोटली. इन व्हाट वे? Accepting the self, vayam aparadhina prakashataya, accepting the self to be one which is illumined by another. That accepting that, we don't negate avishyatvena. It since it is not objectified, it's not that way we are negating. Kintu, but pratyegatma na svatopi natnapi paratah pratata iti avishyati brumaha. Pratyegatma by itself or by anything else cannot be objectified. That is our standpoint. Tathacha sarvatha apratmane pradyagatmi. Therefore, that which is not illumined by any way at any point of time, that self, in that self kuto adhyasa. How can this adhyasa be possible? This is what our question is, you understand. The self is not grasped pratate. It is not grasped at any point of time. In that kind of self which is not grasped, which is not seen, how can you have this superimposition? That is our question. Fine. Aparokshatvacha pratyagatma siddhehe. Aparokshatvacha pratyagatma siddhehe. This is the answer. Pratichaha atmanaha prasiddhi pratha tasya aparokshatvat. This the illumination of the self is very famous and it is illumined. This pratyekatma is illumined and it is very famous as it is pratichi. It is something which is one's own self. Pratichi pratiki anchat prati anchati iti, that is what we said. It is one's own self of that. And aparokshatvacha, and it is one's own self. It is experienced as one's own self. In that way, yadyapi pratyagatmani nanya prathasti, it is understood. Though in the pratyagatma, there is no other illumination, there is no other path, therefore, it is not famous in any other way, tatha api bheda upacharha. It is not famous in any other way. It is not grasped in any other way. It is not in any other way. Prasa pankti. It is not in any other way. Though the Veda upachara, the superimposition is just upachara, just for namesake. Yatha purushasya chaitanyam iti. Like purushasya chaitanyam. This person's chaitanya. See this person's illumination. This person's knowledge. Like we say. Or we say raho shiraha, raho ho shiraha. You say, there is a usage. Rahu's head. Rahu's head. That's a wrong usage because Rahu is itself the head portion. So as you say Rahu's head, there is a usage but in the same way here also, the self though does not have any differentiation, any bheda, the bheda is superimposed. It is just for namesake. This is what is explained, this is what should be understood here. What? Avashyam chidatma aparoksho abhyupetavya tad aprathayam sarvasya aprathanena jagadantya prasangad iti uktam. Avashyam chidatma aparoksho abhyupetavya. This chidatma should be accepted to be aproksha, should be accepted to be self-illumined and self-experienced. Because tadaprathayam, if you say it is not famous, it is not experienced in this way, then sarvasya aprathanena, there cannot be nothing which is illumined. Therefore, jagadandhya prasangaha, this is what we already said, that the whole world will become, will fall in dark. Because if the self is not illumined, then the whole will become dark. Why? Because shrutischatra, shruti also says, shrutischatra bhavati, the shruti also says, तदेतमेव भान्तम् अनुभाति सर्वं तस्य भासा सर्वमिदं विभाति इति. तमेव भान्तम् अनुभाति सर्वं. स्मृति आल्सो सेज द सेम थिंग. द self is what illuminates, because only because of the tameva bhantam, because of the illumination of the self, anubhati sarvam, everything is illuminated. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam, because of its bhasa, its prakasha, it is bha prakashan, it is its illumination, everything gets illuminated. Therefore tadevam paramatma pariharam uktva abhyupeyapi abhivetyapi chidatmanah parokshadam praudhavaditaya pariharantaram ah. Now tadevam paramatma pariharam uktva, from the total knowledge standpoint of view, logically we have, accepting the logic from the shastra, we have given the answer. Now abhyupetyapi chidatmanah parokshatam, accepting the chidatma to be paroksha, paroksha, it's experienced, it is self experienced and it is self illumining, that we accepted, and we, that is what our standpoint is, and we answered according to that. Now accepting, okay, now come, what do you say? You say chidatma to be not experienced, fine, let us take like that, chidatma is not experienced. Now I'll prove this. This adhyasa, even though it is not experienced, still it is possible. So this is called praudi vada, abhyupetya khandana. You accept, okay, I'll even from your standpoint, what you say is wrong. So that praudi vada he is using, praudi vaditaya parihara antrama, he is explaining it in from different angle. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamuchyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.